Hey guys, welcome to another amazing day here at the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful Monday here. Before we kick off, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has joined the show, who has listened, those of you who have come on the show and shared your message of inspiration and hope. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you on this journey. That being said, if any of the messages that we ever share here strike a heartstring for you, or you think that somebody else may be impacted by the message, please send them a message, send them a DM, tag them in it, get it into their hands, because that's what we're here to do. That being said, guys, what does your future look like? Genuine question. And if you don't know, I want you to listen very close to the words that come across in this episode, because what you want for your future is only limited by what you believe your future you deserves. So I want to walk down this rabbit hole with you guys, because for the longest time, when I got in my pit, I developed this unbelief in myself, this imposter syndrome, this hindrance, this really negative feeling inside of me that just it didn't sit well. And not only did it not sit well, but it also had a major influence on what I did and who I would become. And it wasn't until I got around the right people that started, you know, pouring into me, saying that they believe in me and giving me hope and breathing life into me on my journey, whether it was church, whether it was Apex, any of the other thousands of connections that I've made through this journey. It wasn't until then that I really started to kind of put that together and be like, okay, what do I want? Like at that point in time, we're going to preface this a little bit. At that point in time, I had been homeless. I was struggling to get by. Yeah, I had food in my stomach and gas in my truck, but that was about it. And I was under this premonition that this is where God wanted me to be. Don't ask where that came from. I don't know. But I had to learn to accept that as a certain level of normal. Then I started connecting with people who are still believers, who are doing crazy big things. And I started listening to them. And I started breaking down the mentality that I had going on. And realized that, holy shit, if these guys can do it, then why can't I? Like, I'm not the smartest crayon in the box. I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. I'm not the smartest person in the room. But I sure as shit am not going to be and not going to be stuck as the smallest person in the room. So as I started listening to them tear apart their journey and share their journey and their message, I started having my moments click where I could see what was going on, what in my past caused the repressions that I was currently facing in those moments. And a lot of it played together, and I was able to start unpacking those. But until I could start unpacking those, I was left in an area where I believed that I got what I deserved, and that's where I was meant to be. That was my prison for the time. Now we have an amazing podcast. We're building an awesome community. We are getting ready to break 2,000 listens on this podcast. I know it's not a lot, but guess what? I don't do enough to promote it either, because I had this self-doubt and this limiting belief that I should be promoting myself and just relying on people to promote for me. So I don't do a lot of self-promotion on this podcast. I talk about it here and there. I share it with people, give it a quick drop, but it's literally, yeah, I got a podcast. Cool. Like, guys, There is so much more out there for your life. And the day that you can sit down and detail out what you want in your journey, what you want in your life, what you want for your future, is the day that you can literally take the proverbial bull by the horns and say, okay, you're my bitch now. Let's go. You want a podcast? Write it down. You want to have a huge following? Write it down. You want the cars? Write it down. The houses, the boats, the yachts, whatever you want, design your dream life. And here is the catch. Here is the caveat to it all. I want you to design your dream life, but I don't want you to design it with the fact that, okay, I'm making 10 bucks an hour, so I got to dream my life based on that. No, I want money is no fucking object. Dream life. How big is the house? How many bedrooms? Hey, you know what? You're probably going to have a guest over. Go ahead and add another 1,000 square feet and 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms on. That kind of dream. You want a 30-foot boat? Hey, you know what? You're probably going to want to invite a bunch of friends out, go fishing, have a good time occasionally. Why don't you make it a 40-foot boat? Money is no object in this journey. Money is a mindset, and money is a tool. And as you bring impact and change into other people's life, they are going to exchange their money for your value. So detail it down to a T. What kind of grass do you have? Yes, I learned there's a ton of different versions of grass. Some hold up better in Texas, some hold up better in Florida. Do you want a fence? Do you want a pool? Do you want plants in your yard? How much yard do you want? Literally everything. The boat. Do you want it to have a sleeping cabin? How many bedrooms? How much horsepower? How far can it go? How much gas can it hold? What kind of navigation equipment on board? The cars. What color, what interior, what stitching, what brand, make, model, engine, everything about your dreams. Your travels. Don't just say you want to travel the world. How do you want to travel the world? You know what? I want to take a 40-foot Class C around the United States, hitting all 50 states. I want to then jump on a boat and sail to Europe. I want to take train rides across Europe, Asia, Russia, all that. Hop a little flight over to Alaska. Fly down to Hawaii. Like, guys, detail. Where do you want to stay? What foods do you want to try? Because here's the caveat to all this, and we're going to start landing this plane here real quick. Once you design your dream life and you know what it looks like, then you just start reverse engineering it. And I know that's, I say that so passively, but it's the reality. Hey, you know what? My dream life is going to cost me $10 million. I'm currently 37. I want to pull this off in the next 23 years. So by the time I'm 60, what do I need to do over 23 years to amass $10 million so I could live out the life of my dreams? $10 million divided by 23 years. That's only $434,000 a year. Better yet, it's $8,361.20 a week. You want to break it down further? If you put in 7 days a week, and guys, remember, we've talked about this before. We can work 7 days a week and not take time away from our family, friends, and the things we enjoy. Whether it's Saturday and Sunday, you put in a couple hours each of those days. Or maybe you work the weekend and Monday, Tuesday is your time off. It only takes a few hours to get ahead. But if we broke that down, $10 million over 23 years is under $1,200 a day. The actual number is $1,194.46. I don't know about you. I know from my life experiences, I can share easily share $1,200 worth of experience. So what can you do to share $1,200 worth of your experience with somebody today? You want to break that down to an 8-hour day? It's $150 an hour. That's it. $150 an hour, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, is $10 million in 23 years, not accounting for compounding inflation, etc. So the real question is, what is holding you back? What is holding you back on this journey? What is holding you back from who you're called to be? Is it something? Is it someone? I can't answer that for you. But you can. You have an opportunity to dive deep within yourself, to look deep inside and look at your journey. Look at the amazing and blessed person that you are, no matter where you are on this journey. Look at your experiences. Look at the people you've interacted with. Because I know for a fact, for a cold, hard fact, that anybody over the age of 12 has had enough life experience in them to be able to monetize $1,200 of that experience. The question is, what is it? And what's holding you back from doing it? I love you guys. We're going to land that plane right there. We're going to pull the cruise ship back into port. Get out there and crush this week. Make it the most banging week ever. But when you got some free time today, tomorrow, the next day, sit down, detail out your life, find your number, break it down. And then ask yourself, what can I share that will bring $1,200 worth of value to somebody else's life today? And when you do that, they will exchange their value in a monetary form. And you'll start to see the ripple of that. Now get out there. Make this week absolutely freaking awesome. Guys, I love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.